Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people make an effort to prepare for their own retirement and, to some degree, the possibility of nursing home care. But our next guest says that not as many people are prepared to take care of an aging parent. The Institute on Aging, though, reports that over 43.5 million Americans are caring for an older family member. Jeff Wilds is a certified financial planner, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Georgetown, South Carolina. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
It's good to talk with you, Mike.
So is this topic coming from some personal experience?
Well, actually it is, Mike. We have a family member in my own family that we're helping to care for now. That kind of came on unexpectedly as a result of a heart attack. So you never know when these things come along.
Let's walk through the planning here for this kind of instance.
Most people don't think about this until it's too late, but a person turning 65 today has about a 70% chance of needing some type of long-term care services during their lifetime. And so, you know, there's a financial cost. It can get really expensive to care for someone if you have to do it outside the home. About $83,000 a year nationally, a little less expensive in South Carolina, about $69,000. If you just need assisted living care, that's a little less expensive, but still about $40,000 a year. Even if you have to do it in-home, you're looking at, you know, $21 an hour is probably the going cost in South Carolina these days for help in a home. Adds up pretty quickly there. Other costs for modifications to a home, travel costs to help care for get someone to appointments and things, as well as lost time from work for whoever's given care.
And I guess in most cases we're talking about one's parents. And so does this mean we need to sit down with our parents or parent and talk about this?
Yeah, Mike, that's one of the most important things, because even if you've got a plan but nobody's on the same page or everybody doesn't know what the plan is, it's really important to know. You know, even for parents, you know, it's good to sit down and talk with them and ask them what their wishes are, what preparations they've made, so everybody has the details of what's going on, because it can really add up pretty quickly and catch you by surprise sometimes. Some things you have notice of, but some things you don't.
And I imagine that there are more costs involved than just financial.
Yeah, the financial costs can get pretty steep, but a lot of times people don't think about the other costs to go along with it. The American Psychological Association names caregivers as one of the three most stressed groups of people out there. They've found that those that provide care to someone that's frail or needy for a loved one tend to live with high chronic stress and skimp on their own care. These are all factors that can raise the risk for that individual to have all kinds of emotional or psychological illnesses as well.
And so I guess the caregiver themselves need to plan for their own emotional well-being during all of this.
That's right. And in addition to the emotional cost, their lifestyle cost, because if you're having to care for a loved one, that can affect just about every other aspect of a caregiver's lifestyle, from the ability to take vacations like they'd normally do, or even sometimes just to make simple trips out of the home when you have to stay there to provide care for someone. And it can have a physical toll on the caregiver as well. There's a report from 2015 on caregiving by the AARP that says that 22% of caregivers report worsened health due to their caregiving. And I've experienced that with my clients as well, people that I'm providing care that have had injuries from trying to lift or help people, plus just the emotional strain from it.
Well, Jeff, besides taking some time to sit down and talk with your financial advisor about this topic, what are some other resources our listeners can turn to?
Well, the Department of Social Services has some good information on their website. The Institute on Aging also provides resources and education about home care and community care and other parts of taking care of family members. You can find a lot of things just from a simple search on the Internet.
Jeff, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you too, Mike.
Jeff Wilds is a certified financial planner in Georgetown, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.